This is Northwest News from KPLU. Hotel workers and their supporters are picketing outside the Grand Hyatt in downtown Seattle Thursday afternoon. They're renewing the call for a boycott of the two Hyatt hotels in the city. More from KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
The workers say they want a fair process to form a union. They are housekeepers at the Grand Hyatt and the Hyatt at Olive 8, where owner R.C. Hedreen Company has declined to enter into a national agreement that the workers say would protect their labor rights. Stefan Moritz is the political director of Unite Here Local 8 and the organizer of the rally and the boycott.
Hyatt workers in Seattle deserve the same as Hyatt workers around the country. Workers in California, Maryland, Connecticut have all voted to join the union in a fair elections process, and there's really no reason that Hyatt workers in Seattle shouldn't have the same opportunity.
They say the owner has told workers they can call the police if they feel intimidated by union organizers and has posted anti-union flyers in the hotels. Hedreen Company Vice President Greg Harris says the national agreement stemmed from a labor dispute with Hyatt hotels in other cities, and the Seattle properties are not subject to it. He says federal laws are in place to protect workers' rights to unionize.
And we think that fairness is provided for by the procedures outlined in the National Labor Relations Act.
He also says the Hedreen Company does not technically employ the workers, as the properties are managed by the Hyatt Corporation. Unite Here called for a boycott of the two Hyatt hotels a year ago and says five nonprofits have canceled events and dozens of others are honoring the boycott. The union also has the support of many elected officials, including Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler and the Seattle City Council. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.